Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, I have been a part of some amazing things this year. I mean, I literally am managing miracles. God has just blessed me and my family so much. My son, Daniel, who didn't talk until he was 4.5 years old because his autism was so severe, in a diaper until he was 5, wearing a bib because he couldn't even swallow his own saliva, eating puree foods. Because he couldn't stand the texture, did not make eye contact or talk. They told me when my son was 4 years old, the best they could do for me, and he's 4, was put him in a group home when he turned 14. That's what I was told. And I just believed God that through prayer and pressing forward, he would get better. Just a month or so ago, this boy became the first student with autism to be elected by his peers and classmates to the student council. My son Andrew graduated with honors and went to college. We have just been, our family has just been so blessed. But today, I am just on a natural high because I got a chance to do something that was so needed and so refreshing for so many women here in the Twin Cities. So after Kamala Harris lost the election, black women were so defeated. They were in despair. A lot of them, especially elders in our community, thought that they would see in their lifetime a black woman president, which would mean that black women are accepted in this country as equals. And when that didn't happen, we took that loss very personally. And I'm just opening up to you as the listeners of this show so you can understand how we feel. And so I just was scrolling through my social media timeline and post after post from black woman after black woman. It just got so depressing. And I thought, I got to do something to lift the spirits of these women. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to have a brunch. I'm going to have a brunch for black women. It's going to be at the Minneapolis Club, a place where black women couldn't even join or be a part of or go in unless they were working just, you know, a couple of decades ago in the Great Room. I'm a member there. We're going to have food and we're going to have mimosas and I'm going to get a DJ and we're going to have a good time and we're going to laugh and celebrate one another and we're going to lift each other up and we're going to choose joy and we're going to get our happy back and we're going to press forward despite the outcome. And so as I was putting this event together, I thought, I want to do something with the ladies. I want to do some yoga. You know, I want to get them to a place where they stretch and center themselves. I don't know nothing about yoga. And I didn't have a budget for this thing. It was coming together at the last minute, and it's mortgage time. Okay. And so I called Chantel Booker, the owner of Dream in Color, a yoga studio here in the Twin Cities. She partners with the YWCA in St. Paul to offer classes to our elders, folks our regular age, and also the kids. And I said, listen, can you meet me at the Minneapolis Club on Saturday morning so that you can do yoga with the black women who will be there? And I didn't know how many people would show up. I didn't know if it would be 2, 22, 102. 200 women showed up, and Chantel had her mats and she had her music and she did yoga with these women. And I tell you, I saw a weight being lifted off them. I saw joy being restored. And I had to ask Chantel to please come on the show, because Chantel, I thought yoga was just about stretching and moving and flexing and popping stuff. But I saw you work, and you know, it was just so beautiful to see you instruct these women as their teacher with your yoga mats that you brought and the song, and you were so purposeful. How long have you been doing this yoga thing, girl? Because this is new to me. I'm not a yogi. I'm not a yogi, so I don't understand the culture. I'm learning. I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
Well, you know what? That's the best part of yoga, is that you meet yourself where you're at. And everybody that does yoga is a practice. You know, every day is different. So that's the best part about it. I have been doing yoga for about 5-6 years. In December, it will be my 4th year as a yoga guide.
Wow. Now, how did you start doing this? I mean, you know, people are sitting around saying, I want to be an accountant. I want to be a broadcaster. How do you go and say, I want to be a yoga instructor?
Honestly, I feel like yoga chose me. I got into yoga after a car accident. My physical therapy, I went and finished that. And then my friend introduced me to a hot yoga class. From there, it just made me feel better, and I got more interested in trying to figure out how I can continue to learn. And so that took me on the healing journey, where when I went through my training, I actually had a concussion, and it forced me to only be able to do yoga. Wow. And you sit there and you tell somebody that used to be a workaholic to do nothing, and it completely changed your life, because we don't get that luxury as black women to sit and do nothing.
And we sat today and we fellowshipped at a black woman's brunch presented by my company, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. It was a free event, drinks, enjoyment, parking, food. Everything was complimentary to the ladies who attended, because we didn't want cost to be a barrier. For folks who were not there, who are on my social media page, who are looking at the pictures and the music and the movement, what was the vibe like?
The vibe was like, I would put it as a cross between a family get together and just like the day at your grandma's house, where just everybody and all the love and everybody was in there. Like, even if you didn't even know anybody, you can just feel the love and the joy in the air.
And I just have to say, I appreciate you so much for bringing your yoga mats and stopping your work to come and provide yoga services for free for the ladies. Talk to me about how you curate your different routines.
It kind of goes off of how I feel, and I have those people in mind when I did it. So, like, for today, I tapped in for me, like, what do I need to, as a black woman in this moment? How can I, what words and empowerment do I need to hear that I know also my sisters would need to hear? So when I think about the theme for the class, I kind of go off on that, and then whatever comes up and whatever I find is what it is. I really, truly kind of just, you know, manifest it and put it into my intuition to figure out how I can help and heal people.
And it was so healing. I saw the ladies when they got down on those mats. You know, they were tense. They were stressed. They were worried. They were wondering what the next 4 years will bring. And I watched you They didn't just get up. Y'all were sitting down there. Y'all were talking. Y'all were laughing. The whole vibe was different. How does yoga do that for people?
It actually allows people to relax their nervous system. There's a whole science behind just the breath and the slowing down or speeding up. That kind of helps people, their whole bodies, their blood pressure and their mind really center. And so that's what kind of keeps it all and connects everything together, because it's deeper than just stretching and music.
Yeah, because that's what I thought. I really thought that until I saw it with my own eyes today. It was transformative. Now, I talked about some of the partnerships that you've got going on. One of the things you also do is family yoga. We were just talking to Lambert Fisher about the stress that this political season has had on interpolitical families who voted differently. And so I want to talk to you about how people can contact you to do family yoga in the home, how they can reach you through your partnership at the YWCA in St. Paul. We're going to talk more with Chantel Booker with Dream in Color next. It is 2:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I promise you, between the breaks and the commercial and the top of the hour CBS newscast, I have been running to the break room to take power naps, because I line danced and wobbled and had cocktails and laughed and talked for 2 hours straight this morning at the Minneapolis Club. I put on something called A Brunch for Black Women, sponsored by my production company ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. when I saw that so many black women were in despair at the thought that they would never see a black woman president in their lifetime, when Kamala Harris lost, a lot of us took that so personally. It wasn't that the country was just rejecting her. We felt that they were rejecting us as black women. And so I'm just being honest and transparent with you, which is the only way I know how to be, talking to you about how your neighbors are feeling about this election, who may not necessarily look like you, but they may look like your granddaughter, your grandson, your niece, your nephew, your daughter-in-law, right? Your mother-in-law. And so I knew I needed to do something. So this morning, I booked a room at the Minneapolis Club. We had pastries and fruit and coffee and tea and mimosas and a DJ. And we just came together to love one another. I did not know how many people were going to show up. I didn't know if it was going to be 2 or 22 or 202. We had 2 days to put this together. And my team, Heather Blair, Marsha Carter, and a couple of others really worked hard to make this event a success. And the reason that it was so successful is because people like Chantel Booker, who has Dream in Color Yoga Studios, came and provided free yoga for the ladies in the room. And Chantel, it was transformative. I watched those women get down on those mats frustrated and tight and tense. And they got up laughing and rejuvenated. And I thought, okay, I got to get some yoga in my house. We were just talking to Lambert Fisher about interpolitical relationships. And one of the things that you offer, and that we're going to be doing this Christmas when my parents and Andrew come home from college and my parents are there, is family yoga. Talk to me about family yoga and why it's important.
Family yoga is important and fun because people sometimes forget that the kids have stressors too. It might not be on the same level as an adult stressor, but it's still stress. And sometimes we can, you know, accidentally bleed on our kids without knowing. So making time to really just check in with everybody as an individual is very important, because that's how you create unity and community within the home. So family yoga is important because it allows everybody to be silly, everybody to stretch, and everybody to release things that they're holding on to that they might not talk about.
And so what does that look like? Do we all get in the living room? Do you bring the mats? How do we get this all set up?
It looks like anything. Right now, I teach on the third Sunday of every month at the Oxford Rec Center for Family Yoga, and I call it Family Tree. And really, you can do yoga in any space. You can have a mat. You can have a towel. You can even do nothing. As long as you're moving your body and having fun, that's yoga.
And one of the things that I really appreciate is that you're bringing yoga to communities that didn't typically engage in the practice, didn't know much about it. I know I'm learning as I journey with you as a small business owner, looking at you moving and educating so many communities about yoga and the benefits of it. You've partnered with the YWCA. Tell me what that looks like and what services you're making available.
So what that looks like is I'm offering my classes at the YMCA. They're pretty much the YMCA is now my yoga studio as well. And just like their mission, they want to uplift women. They want to uplift Black women. And this is just a place to kind of come. It's a wellness center. You want to get well. You can do all the things. And so what that looks like with me is that on Monday nights, I'll be offering a candlelight slow down yoga class for everybody. And then on Friday mornings, starting at 8 a.m., I offer a chair yoga class that's really geared towards our elders, but everyone is welcome as well. And then Saturdays is a 10 a.m. class where that's just strictly for children, so parents can come in and, you know, they can take a break for an hour and their kids can come and, you know, be with like-minded kids, students, and just have a good time. And so those are the three classes that I'm offering right now at the YWCA. And then I'll, as I start to grow and get used to my schedule, then I'll add on workshops and stuff and just whatever the community tells me that they need.
Now, one of the things that I needed when my father-in-law was still alive and living with us was activities that are safe, that can help him, you know, with longevity, with stretching, with engaging with other seniors. Talk to me about this wisdom class, but that is because that one is really for older folks. And there are a lot of people who are in the sandwich generation like I was for a little while, where we're taking care of our kids and we're taking care of our elderly parents and mothers and fathers-in-law or grandparents even. And we're looking for activities like what you making available at the YWCA in St. Paul so we can get our elders that we love and are responsible for caring for signed up.
Yep. And so the Seeds of Wisdom class is just for that. I've met a lot of elders within the community that be like, oh, girl, I wish I could do that with you, but I don't want to get, I can't, if I get up on the floor, if I get on the floor, I ain't going to be able to get up. And so that's when chair, you know, I started offering the chair yoga class because still it allows me to be inclusive to even them. And they're still moving. They still got the life and still got the energy. And, you know, I'm intentional about playing music that I know they, you know, get up and get moving and just, you know, like having a good time with my family is really what it feels like in all the classes. And so, yeah, they can join in and, you know, get that moving around that they need and be in community, not only with me, but their peers.
Now, talk to me about this, because I saw this with my own eyes. One day after church, Daniel was stressing. I was at my wit's end. You were having a yoga class and I brought my kids. And I said, here. And I went and I went outside the room and you've got glass so that the parents can make sure that their kids are safe, because a lot of the parents were dropping their kids off with you, with, you know, for the first time. And I watched. You were so amazing with these kids with the yoga. And then you read a book to them. And the next thing I know, these kids were literally asleep. What in the hell are you doing with the kids that Daniel is taking me from wanting to put him in foster care and being at my wit's end to being asleep on a yoga mat in your studio?
Honestly, it's that Black girl magic. Honestly, I just talk to them and not at them. And let them know that they do have choices. And, you know, their choices is kind of dictates what, you know, is to come next. And the best part about it is once you calm yourself down, then you are able to make the right choice. And so whether that is, hey, you need to check in with yourself, maybe you just need to take a little nap, a little 15-minute nap ain't never hurt nobody. Mm-hmm. And so once you, I feel like I just gained the trust of the kids and letting them know that, you know, they're safe. And, you know, they're seen and they're allowed to be comfortable and to just feel what they're feeling.
And that is what your child will get. That is what your elder parent or grandparent would get. That's what you get if you sign up for Chantel's yoga classes at the YWCA in St. Paul. So, Chantel, you got to talk to me before you go about how people can sign up.
Okay, yep, they can sign up. They register. You do not have to be a member at the YWCA to take my classes. Actually, you can register for my classes at my website, dreamincolorhealing.com.
Okay, dreamincolorhealing.com.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, what about the family yoga? If we want to bring you into the home, if we want to have you come into the house, which is what we're going to do around Christmas time, because it is going to be stressful. We've got a new college freshman who thinks he's an adult and he's not going to want to be told what to do. My mama's coming, which means my house is not going to be clean enough. I'm not going to be a good enough parent. I'm not going to be a good enough ex-wife. And then, you know, I'm going to have the three other kids who are going to be looking at me every 5 seconds. Like, what are we doing now? What are we doing next when school is out? We're going to need that, that relief. And so I'm have you come into the house. I need you to bring all that energy into the house. So there are other people out there who may need that as well. How do they sign up for that?
So, they can, again, go to my website, and then you can send me an email if that's something where you want me to come to an event or come to your house. I do group sessions. I do one-on-one sessions. So it's more so just about scheduling. They can shoot the email at the info@dreamincolorhealing, and we can schedule that out.
Well, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for providing a free service, taking time away from your regular clients in your day to come and help Black women begin the healing process after this election at today's Brunch for Black Women presented by ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I appreciate you, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
All right, you guys, stick around. There's more to come. I tell you, these kids are a lot smarter than we are. So we've got two trash cans in the kitchen. One is for recycle. The other is for regular trash. And they're clearly marked. And I had some paper plates. You know, not really paper. They're like plastic plates. And I finished up with them and I put them in the recycle along with some of the plastic bags. You know, the kind that we get from the store. And my kids were ready to put me out. They're like, Mom, these do not go in recycle. And so I was like, well, how do you know? And they're learning this at school. They're learning this online. They bring materials home that they really pay attention to. And I'm so grateful for the leadership of our young people. Recycling only works if we do it right. And Minnesota is always at the top of the list for recycling. But I want to make sure that I'm doing my part because I don't want my kids mad at me. And so I've asked Beth Carreño to join me. She is the Environmental Health Program Supervisor with Outreach and Engagement at Ramsey County. And Beth, girl, I almost got beat up by my own kids.
I can relate. I can relate. The kids will lead the way.
Baby, they lead the way, especially on recycling. They go through that recycle bin. They take out anything that shouldn't be in there, put it in the regular trash or the compost, so that we're doing it right. Because, you know, one of the things that happens to recycle items from the Twin Cities is that, you know, there's a process. And in order for the process to work, it starts at the house. It's got to start out the right way, right?
It does. It does. In fact, we encourage people to recycle right. You have to put the right items loose in your recycling bin, and they will get to where they need to be. It is required in our state that if you put the right things in your bin, they have to take it to a recycling facility, and they do. In fact, Shaletta, I have to tell you a funny word when you start thinking about recycling right. We call it wish cycling. That moment when you look at that plastic plate that you have and you think, gosh, I think this could be recycled. I'd like for it to be recycled. I'm going to put it in my recycling bin, but it's not recyclable. And so when you put things in your recycling bin that don't really go there, it's called wish cycling. And we don't want to wish cycle. We want to right recycle.
Yes. Now, is there a recycling myth? you know, there's still people. I love my parents to death. I love my grandparents. But, you know, some folks are like, oh, that's all just, it's all going to wind up going in the same bin anyway. It don't matter. And I'm trying to tell them, as my kids educate me, that it does matter.
It does. It does. Recycling exists. It's very real. It's very successful in Minnesota. In fact, I don't know, maybe you've seen even some billboards that we've put out there with some of the other counties to try to bust this myth. We use creatures like dragons and unicorns to say, you know, a mermaid may be mythical, but recycling is very real.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in the Twin Cities Metro every year, we collect enough recyclables and get them processed that equals the weight of 4 large cruise ships.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And, you know, one of the things that I like to tell my own parents and people that say recycling isn't real, you know, Minnesota manages our waste very different than other states. And so when we are recycling, nearly 75% of the materials that we're collecting for our recycling are processed in the state, in this state, to make new products right here. And when you look at the Midwest, where we're finding markets for these recyclables to become new and better products, it's 95%. Mm-hmm. And so that's jobs in our state, and that's money in our state.
Yeah.
78,000 jobs in the recycling industry in Minnesota.
Wow.
And it adds, I'm going to blow you away, because this number blew me away when I double-checked it. It adds nearly $23.9 billion to Minnesota's economy.
Wow. Wow.
And all we need to do is listen to our kids and pay attention to recycle right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, folks are at home and they're thinking, okay, I'm going to listen to my kids, but what do they know? They're 8, 9, and 10. Where can they go to get the right information? Is there a website or something?
There are actually a couple of different places. Many of our residents are familiar with the RamseyRecycles.com website. We've got a lot of information there. But for everyone in the metro, you can visit RecyclingExists.com. You'll see some mermaids, you'll see some unicorns, but you'll also get facts about what to do with your recycling items.
Now, you were telling me when I was prepping for our interview that there's a day coming up, a special day. What is that about?
Yes. You know, November 15th, Friday, November 15th is America Recycles Day. And it's an opportunity for us to highlight how important recycling is. When we recycle, we keep items out of our landfill that don't need to be there. We save energy. We support those jobs. We add that money to our economy. And so, you know, we participate in America Recycles Day to get that message out there.
That is so important. Now, can we find out more about America Recycles Day on recyclingexists.com?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to celebrate America Recycles Day with us, you know, it's the simple things, right? It's making sure that you put the right items in your recycling bin. You don't need a plastic bag. Those plastic bags just get caught up in our machines and cause problems. So, you know, rinse your plastics, the 1, 2s, and 5s. Those are the ones that are recycled in Minnesota and in our community. Rinse those out, put them right in your bin. You don't need a plastic bag. Break down your cardboard boxes, put them in your bin. Our glass, you can even leave the tops on your glass and your plastic bottles, and that'll all go through our system just fine.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show, Beth Carreño. Tell folks again where they can get more information, because if they're like me, they don't trust them kids.
Well, I'll tell you what, our kids are pretty smart, and they would also tell us to go to RamseyRecycles.com or RecyclingExists.com.
Well, thank you so much for taking part of your Saturday with us, getting us ready for Friday, American Recycles Day, so we can do this thing and do it right. Like my grandmother always told me, if you can't do it right, don't do it at all.
Right. We want to get it right. No more wish cycling here. We're getting it done right. So
all right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. And you guys stick around. I'm talking to my friend Steve Thompson next. It is 2:47. It is my favorite time on the Shaletta Show to talk to my friend Steve Thompson, whose show is coming up next. And Steve, aren't you glad you don't live in Columbia, South Carolina, where there are 42 monkeys on the loose? 42. 43 escaped. They only got one back. 42 monkeys bred for medical research escaped the compound in Columbia, South Carolina, and they just running around, jumping back and forth over stuff.
What I want to know is, are they mean? You know, if they're friendly, I wouldn't mind that. I just don't want to deal with them if they're mean.
I just can't imagine. They would be nice. Somebody got them locked up. They can't get out. That's the reason. I mean, it's a real-life Madagascar.
Have you? I heard about it, but I didn't read any details. Were they let out by, you know, did a group or somebody get in there and let them out? I just find it hard to believe that they would all escape without getting a little help.
Okay, so apparently what happened, apparently the monkeys are about the size of a cat. They're all female, so the women were very coordinated in their strategy. And so they're not too big. They're about 7 pounds. But apparently they were exploring the outer fence area of the compound, and that's when they made a break for it. They were like, girl, they not looking. Girl, shh, Catherine, let's go. And then they just jumped and they went for it. And right now there are 42 on the loose, 43 escape. That is a coordinated. If those women monkeys, we can learn a lot from them. They work together on this thing, Steve.
Yeah, I would just be worried if they were mean. It's kind of like those stories when people keep the big cats.
Yeah,
in these private zoos, and it's like, well, the tiger got loose, and it's like, I want no part of that.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I would prefer. I don't even want to think about what I would do if I came face to face with one of those big cats. They really scare me. Lion, tiger.
I was just looking at one of the members of Outkast, Big Boy. He has a tiger at his house, and he just posted on social media he was feeding the tiger and petting him and all this other kind of stuff. Yeah, he's a little tiger now, but, you know, they get big, Steve. They grow quickly.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't fool with them.
No, not them. No, no. Hey, did you get the latest copy of the Minnesota Monthly magazine?
I did not.
It's their best of edition, where they have the best of this and the best of that. And the Shaletta Show on WCCO Radio was voted best podcast.
Very nice.
What you say now?
Now, do they hand out money, or do you get a certificate to put on the wall, or what?
Check in the mail. In fact, I didn't even know about it. A young lady who used to work for me as my assistant sent me a text message and said, I'm sure you've seen this already. And I said, no, I have not. So, of course, I ran to Barnes & Noble and bought 17 copies of the magazine and then made them get me the extra case that they had in storage, because I like to show out and brag about, you know, cool stuff that I do. And so it was really cool to see. They talked about, you know, the fact that we have really difficult conversations on this show, and, you know, how the listeners and texters and online streamers are really engaged. And so it was really good to see. You know, it's always nice when somebody pat you on the back and say you did a good job.
That is outstanding. Congrats to you. Now, I would feel even better if it came with some money.
That is absolutely true.
If it was like, oh, by the way, you won this, and here's $5,000.
Yeah, I'd take $500. You know, just give me some dinner and a couple of bags of groceries, I'll be okay.
No, that is good.
Now, what are you done with your honeydew? Because the last time we talked, your wife was trying to get you to do all your chores before it got cool and winter came and snow arrived. Have you finished everything that you need to do at the house?
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. That means he's not done, y'all. Here's the thing.
No. I'm real good on the things that need to get done outside. Clean up the leaves, get rid of those plants that aren't going to make it through the winter, clean up all the sticks, Get everything kind of put away and organized. Get the snow thrower out of the shed.
Yeah.
Make sure that's ready to go. I'm real good
that's
at that.
That's important stuff now.
Yeah.
That's important
stuff. So I get that done every year. And if I need to, if there's a storm bearing down or it's going to get real, real cold, I'll even sneak out of my full-time job for a couple hours, come home, make sure I get everything buttoned up. So I'm good at that. It's the stuff inside where... That cupboard door isn't quite right.
Yeah.
I hate fooling around with that sort of thing because that is the old can of worms. Once you dig into that and you start fooling around with those little hinges, it can go bad quick.
Yeah.
So I'm leery about that. So as it gets colder and the weather gets worse, I've got to move inside and handle some of those things, and I don't like that so much. She went and bought, she felt like she needed a different nightstand, and it's a nightstand that sits on her side of the bed and is mounted to the wall but doesn't sit on the floor. That was all sorts of fooling around to get that thing mounted on the wall, get it level, and then make damn sure it doesn't fall off the wall in the middle of the night.
Yeah, because then you'd be in trouble. You'd be in lots
yeah.
of trouble.
So I've handled that, but yeah, I'm better at the outside stuff than I am at the inside.
Now, what is it? Most men are. Is there something psychological going on?
No, I don't know about that. It's just there's certain things like kitchen cabinets and those hinges drive me insane. Because, say, for instance, you've got a cabinet where you have two doors. You start fooling around with those hinges, and then all of a sudden they're off level. And the first thing anybody coming into the house notices, wow, your cupboard doors are not straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just one of those noticeable things, and everybody's in the kitchen, and it's a space that gets used a lot. For whatever reason, and we have older cabinets, and we live in a house that was built in the 50s, and these cabinets were probably swapped out sometime in the 70s or 80s, and the hinges are going bad.
Mm.
And getting those level and getting those fixed, and if they have gone bad, I've tried to find a replacement. They're not available anywhere. I've gone online. I've stopped here and there.
Because they're older. So
yeah.
That means you just got to start all over and get you some brand new kitchen cabinets. That's what that means, Steve. I don't know what to tell you.
And that's what scares me.
That's why you don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't want any part of it. I don't want to touch these things because it'll turn into a much bigger project or a much bigger bill.
Yeah. Both? How about both?
Yeah.
How about both? Now, what do you got coming up on your show today?
We got Doug around the corner. So, folks, computer problems, hardware, software, whatever, we are going to get into that next hour. One of the things we're going to talk about at the top of the show is should you have a battery backup or an uninterrupted power supply? We haven't talked about that in a while. To run your computer or your expensive TVs and that sort of thing. So we'll get Doug's opinions on that, open it up to calls. And then another big Saturday of college football after 4:30 today. All the scores, all the game reports from around the area.
That is so much fun. You know, the games are on now. It's so exciting. And it's so fun to watch. Well, I'm going to be watching out for your show coming up. I'm going to be listening on my way home from to Cottage Grove. But first, I'm going to go old school, Steve. Remember when I used to fall asleep on the job while I was on the clock and I was supposed to be running the board? And then I would sneak off in there until Dennis Matuzak snitched on me to Lindsay.
I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to take me a nap before I go home.
Okay.
But I will be going to sleep listening to your lovely melodic voice. I love you, brother. Have a great show.
All right, thanks.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shalada.
All right, and you all stick around. There's more to come. Steve Thompson is up next.